Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, January 11th. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer, and Grey Bruce offering full service and a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are mainly snow-packed with icy, slippery sections. Visibility is good. Highway 26 has now reopened in both directions after it was closed for a while this afternoon due to a structure fire west of Craigleith. Ontario Health Minister Christine Elliott says the government is collaborating with healthcare regulators to deploy internationally educated nurses to hospitals and long-term care homes. In an announcement today, Elliott said there are more than 1,200 applicants.
And the matching process with hospitals is expected to begin later this week. Expanding opportunities for internationally educated nurses is just one more way Ontario is bolstering its healthcare workforce.
Elliott says there are now 2,500 ICU beds in the system. About 600 remain available, and there is the ability to add 500 more ICU beds if needed. She also says the median length of hospital stay for an Omicron patient is 7 days compared to 20 days for Delta. Elliott also says starting tomorrow, case number reports will differentiate between people who went to hospital because of COVID-19 and those who are there for other reasons but have tested positive. South Bruce OPP say they responded to dozens of calls Monday during the winter storm. Police say between roughly 4 in the afternoon and just before 1 this morning, South Bruce OPP officers responded to 28 calls involving collisions, vehicles in the ditch, or stuck vehicles. OPP say there were no injuries reported at any of the collision scenes. Police say an attentive driver with a properly equipped vehicle is a good start, but there are times that people need to postpone non-essential travel. Staying off the road during a powerful winter storm will not only keep you safer, but you'll be helping protect first responders. January is Crime Stoppers Month. Morley Limeburner from Crime Stoppers Grey Bruce says it's appropriate to start a new year with an awareness campaign. He notes over that period of time, there have been more than 1,700 arrests and more than 2,700 cases cleared through the program. He cites previous success in getting almost $50 million in drugs off the streets of our region and hopes the same process can assist with the threat posed by fentanyl, which he says is the biggest challenge facing the community now. Langburner notes the success of Crime Stoppers Grey Bruce is linked to a strong connection to the region and Crime Stoppers volunteer base.
The community is our support in so many ways. We're not government funded in any way. We're all supported through the community.
You can find more about the local program at Crime Stoppers Grey Bruce's website. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 202 points to 21,274. The Dow Jones is up 183 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.52 U.S. cents, up 63 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $81.49, up $3.26 a barrel. In sports, in the NHL, 7 games tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs at Vegas to face the Golden Knights. The Leafs are coming off an overtime loss at Colorado, but have picked up points in their last 5 games. The Golden Knights lead the Pacific Division with 47 points, 2 more than Anaheim. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Niagara Ice Dogs visit the Hamilton Bulldogs at 7. The Kingston Frontenacs game at Oshawa against the Generals has been postponed. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack are set to visit the Sarnia Sting. In the NBA, 6 games tonight, including the Phoenix Suns at Toronto to meet the Raptors. The Raptors are on a 6-game win streak. Phoenix is tied with Golden State for first in the Western Conference. And the organizing committee for the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard, presented by Bruce Power, has released a situation update. The Tankard is set to start on February 9th, and there are many possible scenarios pertaining to attendance and other aspects of the event. The update from the committee is posted today on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.